New legislation being filed on Beacon Hill today would create universal child care in Massachusetts. The bill would pump $600 million into the early childhood sector over 5 years. Families earning less than half the state's median income would not have to pay anything for child care under this, while families earning more than that would not have to pay more than 7% of their income. The bill also calls for increased wages for child care workers. For more on this proposal, joining us this morning to talk about it is Amy O'Leary, director of the Early Education for All campaign from the advocacy group Strategies for Children. Good morning, Amy, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. It's great to be here.
Give us the case here. Why does a state need universal child care, and what's not working with a child care system right now?
What we saw during COVID, and we know before COVID-19, even at full enrollment, the childcare market was broken. Too few children had access to high quality early ed settings. Too many early childhood educators were living on poverty wages, and too many programs are one rent payment away from closing down. So this legislation really looks to elevate this issue and provide the funding that we need to provide high quality early education for children and for families, and stability for programs who are doing their best to meet the needs of children.
You know, there were a lot of people who were going to look at this and say $600 million is a lot of money, especially now in the pandemic, especially as state leaders are looking at economic recovery from the pandemic. There are a lot of needs. Why should this be a priority? What do you say to people who say it's too much money for childcare?
What we know is if we don't make this investment now, it's going to be more expensive if we don't. We also saw during the pandemic that childcare became a much more highlighted issue in our economy. We knew this to be true before, but to see parents who were struggling to find childcare, to make sure that they had opportunities to think about their own work schedules, we saw that play out over the pandemic. We also saw programs who were doing their best showing up every day for young children. So we know that while it may, you know, the number may seem large, it's not compared to other spending that we do in the budget and the investment that we make and the long-term impacts it will have.
How many parents and children do you think this will help statewide? And do you think it will lead more parents to put their kids into childcare if they're getting financial help from the state to do so?
What we know right now in Massachusetts is about 25% of our funding is public funding. And most of our parents are paying for early education and care out of pocket. So if we have about 55,000 children right now who receive a subsidy from Massachusetts, we know that there are many more parents who are eligible, and we just have not had the funding to support them. What this bill really aims to do is help organize for families to better understand this complex system and really provide support for providers so that they would want to participate in programs that would help fund their programs, but also give them enough resources to deliver high quality care.
Do you think that there's enough support up on Beacon Hill from the legislature and the governor, Governor Baker, to get this bill financed and passed?
I think that there is. I think we have seen progress in the legislature over the past decade, and most recently in the last budget. We've seen them create a commission to look at early education and care financing and to get everybody on the same page about understanding the public good that this is and the financing that we're going to need to get there.
And what happens to the child care system if this doesn't pass?
I think we're going to continue to see programs struggle to stay open and stable. We're going to see families have fewer choices about where to put their young children. And we're going to see business really suffer in the Commonwealth.
Amy O'Leary, director of the Early Education for All campaign, pushing this new child care bill. Thanks very much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much.